And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 16th of October, 2017. It's the birthday of the playwright Eugene O'Neill, born in a hotel room on Broadway, New York City, 1888. His father, famous actor, always on the road. Eugene O'Neill was 24 years old when he started to read classic playwrights and decided to do that. Ibsen, Strindberg impressed him. Fell in with a group of theater people in Provincetown, Massachusetts, called the Provincetown Players, which produced O'Neill's plays on a regular basis. 1920, his play Beyond the Horizon became a popular success on Broadway, followed by Anna Christie, Strange Interlude, and Long Day's Journey into Night. After Shakespeare and George Bernard Shaw, Eugene O'Neill, the most widely presented and translated dramatist in the English-speaking world. His were the first real tragedies of the American stage, the first to dispense with formal language in favor of slang. Eugene O'Neill, who said, "Life is for each man a solitary cell whose walls are mirrors." It's the birthday of the playwright who said the only way to get rid of a temptation is to yield to it. Oscar Wilde, born in Dublin, 1854, author of the plays Lady Windermere's Fan, A Woman of No Importance, and The Importance of Being Earnest. Oscar Wilde, who went off to England after college, became part of the High Society of London and a movement in art and literature called aestheticism, art for art's sake. Came to the United States on a lecture tour, stopped everywhere from Des Moines to Denver, from St. Paul to Houston, visited Walt Whitman in Pennsylvania, lectured to rich people, also to coal miners and cowboys. Went back to London and wrote his first and only novel, The Picture of Dorian Gray, about a beautiful young man who remains young while a portrait of him grows older and older. Here's a poem for today by Crystal Spring Gibbons, Because the Night You Asked, for Josh. Because the night you asked me, the moon shined like a quarter in the sky, because the leaves were the color of wine at our feet, because like you, there was a private sense of absence in my every day, because in your arms my heart grows plump as a finch, because we both pause at the sight of heavy branches burdened with fruit, the sound of apples dropping to the ground, because you hold no secrets, because I knew what I wanted, because we both love the snow, the ice, the feeling of a long, deadening freeze and the mercy of a thaw, because you gave me an empty beach on a warm day in fall and a feeling that we might stay for a while, just the two of us looking out across the water, I said yes." Because the Night You Asked, a poem by Crystal Spring Gibbons, from her collection Now Here, published by Holy Cow Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Babbel, a language app that teaches real-life conversations in a new language like Spanish, French, and German. Babbel's 10 to 15-minute lessons are available in the App Store or online at Babbel, BABBEL.com. And by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at HomeAdvisor.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.